Community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. It's all good fun, isn't it? We had no news today. Sorry about that. There's been some issues out in the newsroom, so we had to kind of give that a miss today.
Excellent.
What you got? Tell you what, read an email.
All right, I will.
Good girl.
Hi, Paul. Just wondered whether you could mention our event on your show. I'll be celebrating 20 years in business in November, and I've organised a charity music show for Cancer Research UK. All proceeds will go to the charity. It was my mum who started me cooking from an early age, but unfortunately she died when I was only 15, and the show will be in memory of her. So this is Saturday, the 3rd of November, 5:45 until 9 at night, and it's the Pastry Village Hall, and that's Jane Bevan. And that's, she just says, thanks so much. You, it is pleasure. And I love that idea.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. Oh, Twitter's driving me nuts. I was just about to read something and it took it away.
Well, yeah, look, I've got a huge email, as always. You give it to me. So the Romney Resource Centre has a vacancy for the Head of Strategy and Development. And this is a really great post. It's an approved candidate, will directly report to the board. Here's your responsibility. So they're looking for somebody who will achieve the RRC strategy objectives as set out by the board. They need to have develop and growth access. They need to be seeking out and develop strategic partnerships, grow engagement. If you are looking for a challenge to help grow an organisation delivering a high quality training for all ages, we would like to meet you. To register your interest and receive an information pack, you need to go to romney-resource.co.uk/about-us/vacancies, or you can directly discuss the role, and that's with Terry Botty. I love Terry. 744. You're going to say it, aren't you?
I am.
At gmailwait.com. That's Terry Botty, 744. Terry, what is the 744 all about?
Yeah.
At gmail.com. Or you could tweet him on
TD Botty. Give him a tweet. I've had a couple of tweets about Matt and Andrew here. First of all, Tracy Ferguson is saying, really enjoyed the interview with Compare and Recycle. Interesting that some people like me are trying to hold on to their phones for longer than 3 years. But I found that some apps won't support the slightly older phone models, i.e. banking ones. That's very true. I had exactly that with an iPad as well, that the banking app wouldn't work on the iPad any longer. And also, Lisa Settle has tweeted, she said, I've got an old iPhone tucked away in a drawer and it's got a broken screen. Is it worth trying to sell it, or should I just leave it in the drawer?
I mean, you can get money still if it's got a broken screen. Obviously, you won't get as much if it was in pristine condition. So, but there are recyclers out there that will give you money for that.
I guess it depends what iPhone it is as well.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I mean, because if it was a... I mean, what I would suggest is you go and look at Compare and Recycle for whatever iPhone you got, see what the actual indicative prices are, because it might be worth you fixing the screen.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. Is it worth fixing the screen, then selling it to you?
You could do, but I mean, if it's an Apple, you know, it might need to have a genuine screen, so you need to check the terms and conditions of the recycler as well. So it's not quite as simple as that, but possible.
Interesting. Okay. So you know when you go to these little stands and they say, we can fix your screen. There's a place in Bluewater that's got an absolute shop, that there's a clinic that you can go and take your screen. Look at your grins now. That's got you going, isn't it?
Yeah, we know those guys.
Right, okay. So it looks a really great business, doesn't it? It looks like, oh my God, I'm going to get this fixed. Are you saying to me that if I went to sell my phone now, it would be less than if I'd got it, look, everybody's gone quiet. It would be less than if I'd got it originally fixed by Apple, is that right?
You don't necessarily have to get it fixed by Apple.
Okay.
I think there are a few companies that it basically has to be a genuine screen, and I think the screens are, I might be wrong on this, quite hard to get hold of. So they only give them to certain suppliers.
Got it.
So that's what you need to check. But, I mean, you could try your luck with some recyclers. They might not check whether it's a genuine screen, but I wouldn't advise that, obviously. So
wow, that's so good to know, isn't it?
It is. It's really useful knowing the inside information.
Who knew?
Yeah, funnily enough, I kind of was aware of that, because at Fruitworks, which is a place I own in Canterbury, we used to have an Apple repair shop downstairs.
Right.
and they were an accredited Apple repair shop.
That's yeah. it, yeah.
But you go in there and go, can you fix my screen? And they go, it'll take a week. Really? You yeah. go, yeah, well, we haven't got any screens at the moment. We have to ship them in from Apple, and they're That's not it. Easy to get hold of.
And then the cost would be a lot more expensive. When you're going to these guys,
yeah.
you can get it done in an hour. So they're actually replacing the there's a great market there. Mm. But actually, when we go to sell it, it reduces the cost.
Yeah,
it does, yeah.
It depends on the usage of phones as well, isn't it? Like my youngest son, who is going to get scragged when I get off this radio station, because he's been sending me messages all the time I've been on air about what he's been doing with his mobile phone contract that I'm paying for. But he broke his phone screen. I paid to replace it. A week later, he broke it again. So it doesn't really matter what screens you put in there, because he just breaks it every week.
I got my screen repaired. There's a shop in Ashford, and they do a 12-month guarantee after it. Again, I don't know whether it's an authorised Apple repairer. I didn't actually check that, because because it came with a 12-month guarantee, you then assume that it must be okay or it must be genuine. So actually, that's really interesting. When yeah. I go to sell you guys my phone, you'll be able to tell me.
You can actually get like tempered glass to go on the front of your phone, and then that takes the smash something else.
Absolutely.
Can I just go back to the question that came up earlier about the most valuable handset? So we checked. Currently it's an iPhone X 256 gig for £886.
Wow.
So there you go.
And you only take 60% commission from that, is that right?
I wish.
amazing,
I'd be retired if that was the case.
It could have just been sitting in someone's drawer, couldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And how much more do you think you get if you do it than if they'd have just taken it somewhere else or done it online?
Sorry, what do you mean, like our commission from it?
No, your company. I don't mind what commission you take. You've got to earn a living. But your company, how much more do you think you get than if somebody just walked into somebody else or just posted them off to some of your competitors?
Yeah, so do we have some... We've probably got a lot of data.
No, I mean, bless you, going back to the office again. They're thinking, who is this woman? She just keeps asking these awkward questions.
No, I mean, they're the same prices being offered from the merchants direct on our site. I mean, obviously, if you want to sell it through Gumtree and eBay, you're going to probably get a little bit more, but you also got to deal with a lot of time wasters and potentially people that aren't going to sell. It's obviously a risk, so it's a risk reward thing. Whether it's more hassle free, definitely selling through the
site. Same with if you go to a lot of the shops in the high street and they'll give you cash there and then, but they're obviously going to pay you a lot less than if you were to send it off or sell it on eBay or Gumtree or something like that.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Cool. Thank you for that.
Got the answer.
See, it tells you something, though, doesn't it? How interesting phones are and how we all get all excited about phones.
I was just feeling the same. I was like, really, is this how we've come to know?
No. And it's also that parting with that phone.
No.
Oh, you see, I find it a little bit sentimental.
There's a vague shred of sentimentality that people have about keeping their phones.
Yeah,
and
do.
In reality, you're never going to use it again. Mm. You might use it as a backup phone if you've smashed your newest phone. But generally, 90% of the time, people aren't going to be using them. So, sell them now.
You're right. I've got a whole drawer full of phones. I've got two 3010 Nokias.
They're
not worth anything. No, I know. I've got a 4S, a 5S, a 6S Plus.
Me too.
You get some money for that.
Yeah, yeah.
What, the yellow one?
Sorry, that's
the
yellow.
C's, aren't they?
Yellow. Did you say yellow?
Yeah.
Oh, what's yellow?
Translating.
There's a yellow phone, isn't there?
Yellow.
6S.
There's a yellow
phone. No, the iPhone 6S.
Yes.
Or is it the 5C?
Why is it yellow?
It might be the 5C.
No,
that's what it is.
Yellow.
Yellow.
Yeah, they did those in a few colours, so it's probably a 5C.
Thanks.
Yeah, it'll be a 5C, the coloured ones, won't it?
Just ignore them, Matt. We'll just carry on talking business, because it's a business show.
I've had a tweet from... this is in line with kind of what we're doing here, from Manchip3 Media. Talking about what we were talking about earlier, and they say what a great idea that is. Here at M3 Media, we proudly protect the environment and oceans while securely destructing obsolete media. Yeah, so we were talking about what you do about phones that are completely knackered and what do you do with them. These guys do it. They do hard drives, tape drives, computers, anything. They will take them apart and recycle them no matter what state they're in. So that's Manchip Media. Manchip 3, number 3. Manchip 3 Media. There you go. Cool.
Good on them.
Good. What you got, Bird?
Well, I'm just admiring Compare and Recycle, your tweet going on, because whoever's doing it for you is doing a brilliant job. They're bang on it, so they need to be congratulated when they get back, because they're
They've got a new phone to do it on, haven't they?
I tell you, it's brilliant.
That'll be Antonia back in the office.
Antonia, you're doing a great job, love. Sure. Okay, so Digital in Kent Conference 2018, Thursday the 18th of October, 9 a.m. till 3:30, Quarter House in Folkestone, just down the road. Achieve digital marketing success. To get inspired, keynotes, bold talks, big ideas. And that's at www.digitalinkent.co.uk.
You laugh now.
You silly sausage. How did you get? You look like a young gazelle today. Up and down like everything.
It's all going off here. I've got two phones on the go, and I've got people messaging me all over the place, telling me all kinds, and not about the show, about completely random things. Yeah, I got one person going into meltdown because their phone bill has exceeded three figures, and then I've got other people here going, do you know what, nothing's working because of so and so and so and so. And I'm anyway, enough.
You're doing well.
Yeah,
you're jumping around like a young gazelle, so carry on.
Yeah, I've had a tweet from Amy Bowler. And she says, could we have a shout-out, please, for Amy Jane Aesthetics Limited? We're a laser clinic in Raynham specialising in hair removal. I need that. tattoo removal, skin rejuvenation, and the removal of skin imperfections.
How are we supposed to work with this?
I don't know.
What's the matter? Behave. And you can follow them on AmyJ_Aesthetics. So you give them a follow, yeah, if you want your hair out. Or your tattoo? Have you got a tattoo?
No.
Have you got a tattoo?
I nearly got an Iron Man tattoo when I did Iron Man, and I went to the shop and I went, I want it just there, and he said, you don't, because it'll all meld into one when you're about 85. I said, all right, can you do a present, can you do one for me? And he did it, and then I went back and got it done, so that was about it. But other than that, no.
Cool. Anyway, if you get one and you want it removed when you're 85, Amy J Aesthetics are the people you need to go and see. Yeah.
Anyway, cool. Funny.
What else you got?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
Yeah, I have. Tomorrow, for World Mental Health Day, we have a big announcement to share. If you are a Kent-based business or an individual with an interest in mental health, you will want to know more. Again, this is the FSB tomorrow. So this is really interesting. They've got Jack Green on. Jack Green is a local Olympian. Yep. And I had him on my show, funny enough. I love
what
Jack.
Show's that then, Bert?
That's The Conversation on channelradio.co.uk, Studio 2 on a Wednesday, Nettie.
Wednesday?
Wednesday from 1 till 2.
Wow.
I know.
And it's called The Conversation, is it?
It is. Do you know what we do?
No, what do
we
you do?
We have honest and true conversations.
Do you?
About this.
Well, that's interesting.
Faff and fluffy stuff. We get straight into it. Deep cool. Diving into being human.
Who's on that
Sweet.
Show?
It's me.
No, it's not.
With a guest. Here, I tell you what, I sourced the most amazing guests. We've had just some brilliant guests. Anyway, I had Jack Green on. Jack's actually going to be there tomorrow at the FSB. He is a great speaker. I love Jack. And he's really honest and open about his journey and how he's been perceived throughout his Olympic career.
Cool.
You're not even listening to me.
I am. Jack Green tomorrow. I'm talking about his Olympic career.
Please be present. Come on.
I just said, I heard what you said about Jack Green.
There's a reason we sit her in the corner over here.
It's so I can't see her.
Yeah,
and nobody puts Birdie in the corner. They do, love. They do. This is what happens to me. Shall I just carry on?
No, I'm going to read a tweet now. From TD Botty.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Come on, then.
He's tweeted as well as the email we've had. Thank you for all your support for the Marsha Network. We're 1 year old tomorrow, and we've got birthday networking coming up at 10 a.m. at the Sinkport Arms in New Romney, Manana tomorrow.
That's like I told you so, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can we help you in any way?
No, just read something.
All right, join Jules and Co. at the Wine Bar, Herne Bay, hosted by Bill Fox.
That sounds like, well...
Nettie, you can do this one, all right?
World Wide Web
is kentba.com. www.slopeoff.co.uk, and this is for Slope Off Friday. It's Friday the 2nd of November, and non-FSB members are welcome. So that means, I just realised, I was like, what does that mean, that FSB members aren't welcome?
Absolutely, but
that's what it would read.
They just want non-FSB.
But that's not true.
I love
it. Is all welcome.
Jules is always either eating or in a wine bar. And do you know what? If you're listening, Jules, you just ring in. I don't care. But she's always at a wine bar, isn't she? And it's good to see now that she's clearly had so much to drink that Bill Fox has to actually host it now because she can't cope anymore.
Well, I quite like the fact she's got a company called Jules & Co. I like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is at 85A Mortimer Street, and this is the Wine Bar in Herne Bay. You can go check them out, or you can give her a call. Let's give her a number out, shall we?
Yeah, go for it.
07761015300. Check Jules out.
Sweet.
Tell her I sent you.
Cool. Talking about World Mental Health Day, I've had a tweet from Carpe Ocasio. Carpe Ocasio Business Solutions, and they say, Vanilla Webb, we'd love a shout out, please. We're launching art journaling in the workplace with Carpe Ocasio Creative Art at the FSB Kent Mental Health Awareness Day tomorrow. So do come along and say hello.
I've also had, a completely random message. Well, it's not random, it's from our beautiful Laura, right. Lawrence, from the community show on a Thursday. She put Sounding Good, Bird and Paul. Well, she actually put Paul and Bird, but I just swapped it around there.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Got to melt her in the studio.
I looked at you strangely there, thinking, put her first, really?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
And also it's on our group text as well, so you would have gone, you're just terrible. Anyway, Sounding Good, Paul and Bird got Demelza in the studio on Thursday to talk about their Halloween-themed fundraising campaign. If you could please give us a shout-out. Yes, Laura, there is your shout-out.
Yep.
Thursday, 11?
10 o'clock, 10 to 11, community show.
And
here.
Then?
And then what?
Do we have Women in Business?
Women in Business is after the community show,
that's
yeah,
right.
11 till 12.
Yes.
But Laura Lawrence is on the community show on Thursdays at 10 o'clock. Do check it out. I had a tweet from Neil at FMRC. I happen to know that FMRC is the Fraud Management Resource Centre. Their Twitter handle is FMRC_inquiry. And Neil says, Vanilla Webb, please could we have a Business Bunker shout out? As you will see, our self-serve guidance and resources are available free to businesses of all sizes, reducing the impact of fraud. So if you are at all worried about any of that, and you should be, check out FMRC_inquiry. Cool.
Again, we're having trouble with Twitter, but there was, I'll find it in a minute, and it's about a couple of events coming up that somebody wants me to mention out. So, continue.
We'll give it a mention then.
Well, I don't know. I can't find it.
It's been like that today, Twitter. I'm not happy with Jack and his Twitter platform. They've been messing it about all day. So, I'll tell you what we'll do. Why don't we actually talk to someone sensible? That would probably be useful, wouldn't it? But
there's no one here.
Who have you got?
Well, looking
round the room.
Yeah, where is this sensible person?
Yeah. Where are they? Did you bring
them? Oh, I found it.
Did you bring them?
I found it.
But you found the sensible person.
I found the tweet. So let's wait for
it. Go for it.
So this is the Chic Stylist, and it says, "Morning, Paul, Business Bunker. Can I please have a shout out and a mention about the awesome Confidence Masterclass on the 21st of November, 6:30 till 8:30 in the evening, and that's at the Village Hotel in Maidstone. It says £10 £10 TIC. Yes. What does that mean?
Tick. Say it again. £10.
£10 and then TICS something. Anyway, Eventbrite, go on. You can book on, and they're doing talks and demos on styling, on makeup, on skincare. Apparently there's cupcakes and goodie bags. Get yourself along there for a Confidence Masterclass. We had Julie on, do you remember?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Well, thank you for finding that, because I missed that completely, because I knew it was there, because I saw it this morning when it came in, and then when I looked for it, I couldn't find it anymore.
I found it.
Health Matters. Why is every presenter on this station plugging their show this week?
I've already done it.
You've done that one, have you?
Well, he was talking about the Samaritans.
Samaritans, yeah. Okay, good.
That.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, it's because we've got amazing shows.
Yeah.
And they want to get involved. Don't you think it's great that they want to listen to us?
Of course. Absolutely.
We're the pioneering show, aren't we, on the radio station?
Something like that, yeah. Pioneer what? Pioneers.
Pioneering.
Oh, pioneering.
We lead the way.
Hey, is that right? Well, talking of which, why don't we talk to Nettie?
Am I leading the way? Where are we going?
Pioneering woman.
from olden days.
Yeah. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back for her monthly visit, Annette Bunn. From Rift Accounting.
Hello.
And she always brings us an interesting guest. So why don't you tell us, one, what you've been up to, two, why you failed this time. No. Sorry, Sonia.
You don't have to make it bad.
I know, sorry.
I should be allowed to be rude. You don't.
I know. As it came out of my mouth, I thought, I shouldn't be saying that, really, should I? Yeah, I'm in one of those moods today. It's all, you know. Anyway, look, what have you been up to, Nettie? Well, you must have been on holiday, because I haven't seen you for 3 weeks, and you're always on holiday.
No.
You haven't?
I haven't, no. Yeah. Had a day off for my daughter's graduation, but apart from that, no.
I saw that, so holiday. Congratulations.
Did you? Thank you. She looked really good, didn't she?
Yeah, she
did. Quite intelligent. Did you think? She won't be listening.
Don't drag me into that anyway. I already made mistakes there.
No, it's been busy. Really interesting trend we're starting to notice. Mm. And I say we're starting to notice. It's been quite... it's been slowly looking this way, looking at more and more businesses that are starting to source business from here. So I've got a lot more inquiries from London businesses looking for accountancy services.
Okay.
And I think it's that bit of that London price.
Mm.
And that Southeast price, and if you're starting to look and budget and look at your bottom line and all the rest of it. And
they figured they can get the same level of service from a regional firm.
Absolutely.
But a less than London price.
Absolutely.
Like it, yeah.
And it's quite an interesting trend. And once they start talking, they start talking to their friends. And it's very obvious that's what's going on.
Mm.
So I think that's an interesting trend that we should all think about. I'm not saying don't go and network in London, but what I am saying is I think some of these people are coming to network down here.
Can I ask?
It's very true. It's very true. I mean, we're going to talk about it in a minute, but Amanda, with Venues Expo, she saw that trend as well, that all of those kind of things happen in London, but so many organisations don't actually want to be in London, even if their venue's in London. Everyone in London knows where they are because they walk past it every day. You need to get out.
So it's been quite interesting, and we've just started to see it. I would say the last couple of months it's been quite a bit more obvious. We've always had a few London businesses, but it's a lot more inquiries are coming from that way. So just that's a general trend. And I was talking to a few business contacts that I've got last week, and it was quite interesting that when I said it, other people were saying, oh, actually, you're right. I hadn't thought of that, but I've got this trend starting to happen as well.
Mm.
And I think because in Kent we're surrounded by sea, there is only one place to go. It's London or Sussex.
Mm.
So therefore, I think we've realised that actually we don't have to go. They may be coming.
it's very true. and loather as I am to admit it, because I wasn't a big fan of this, but a lot of the benefits that we have in Kent now are due to HS1.
Yep.
The high-speed railway. That has made a huge difference to things in Kent because you can get to London so quickly.
Mm.
But you can also get out of London quickly.
Yeah.
And that's made a big, big difference. And it's taken a long time for people in London to realise that you've got this place on your doorstep that's actually right on your doorstep.
It's actually quicker to get down here than it is to go across London.
It is.
It is, yeah.
No, absolutely.
It is, yeah.
I mean, how many meetings do you have these days at St Pancras? Because I do. Because they can come across London to see me and I can get up there in just over half an hour. It's easy.
Absolutely. So we've got a lot going for us here in Kent, and that's quite right too. And although London is kind of encroaching on us, aren't they? Because they're now intending...
No, I think we should say we're going up to meet them. I don't think we should say they're coming into us.
That's true, apart from the fact that they're talking about making Dartford a London borough now, aren't they?
They can have it.
Yeah. We'll sell it to them.
How much is it for Dartford? What else can we give away?
Here's a question, Nettie, and it's a bit tongue-in-cheek, but it isn't really either. You've got a trend showing. You can predict now that actually this is going to increase. When do you as a business decide to raise your prices?
Well, why would we?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
No, I don't think you need to, because I think part of the pull is to make sure what these people are looking for is value for money. So why would you have a price for London and a price for Kent? I think our prices are right, so therefore why would I have anything different? I want to be consistent because the work you do is the same.
Absolutely.
So
I like it.
I don't think there's any reason to do that.
No.
Yours is going up 50%.
Thanks, Nettie. Interesting, isn't it? Yeah. Interesting.
Why? Why would you? Because that's one of the reasons I think they're coming down here. And they're not looking for cheap, they're looking for value. And there's a real difference in that.
I think it's, as we said right up front, it's regional services. As I said, I was talking to Jarman Solicitors yesterday, and they, funnily enough, were talking about exactly the same trend. A regional multifunction law firm that can do all the things that a big London law firm can do at regional prices. And that, you know, why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
You know, why wouldn't you? So absolutely.
It's really interesting.
So, Nettie, who have you brought us this week to talk to?
I got to the bottom of the barrel and I was having a scrape around. Well,
she's lovely, isn't she? See what I have to put up with?
This isn't good, is it?
No, that's not true at all. As you know, I like to bring different clients along because I think, A, it's good to hear their stories, and also it's good to see what a mix of businesses we've got in Kent. And I did invite Sonia to join me a while ago, and if you remember, she something cropped up, and your wonderful apprentice, Jenny, came
she
on the
did.
Show.
She did,
yes.
And
she
did so
well. She blew
well.
Us away, didn't she? She did. Was really brilliant. Yeah.
Anyway, I checked. Jenny wasn't available today, so
that was the last resort.
They couldn't find anyone else.
So I had to bring the boss with me.
Sorry
so
about
no,
that.
I'm really pleased that Sonia's actually managed to join us this time.
Absolutely.
And I mean that completely tongue-in-cheek. And it's, you know, it's good fun to have her here. And as you know, Sonia's always good fun. So
she certainly is. Yeah. And she's a good sport.
And she does a glamorous job that she'll tell you all about.
But she does indeed. She's a very glamorous lady. Sonia, welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in again. We appreciate you being here at least.
Even if Nettie doesn't.
And of course, your next door neighbours. Your business is located in the same street that we are.
We're neighbours now. Yeah,
exactly.
I had to send her a Google Map. Yeah.
She got stuck in a traffic jam on a pavement on the way up here. Sonia, for those that don't know, give people an overview of EcoSan and what it is you do.
Okay, so EcoSan are based in Ashford. We're a family-run business.
Yep.
And we deal with the really glamorous, exciting task of taking away clinical waste, sanitary waste, nappy, sharps, all that kind of thing.
You want to see some of the things I do to your product?
I don't want to know.
No.
Maybe we'll leave that for another day. And we also now have sort of expanded the business out, and we're doing a lot of mats and a lot of laundry services, so things like washing towels, tea towels, but everything we do, we try and do it in an environmentally friendly way. So that's part of our USP
within
the business.
I'm a customer of yours at
Fruitworks,
and I was referring to the things that you put in men's urinals.
Oh, yes, yes.
Whatever they are.
My little pee mats.
Yeah, pee mats. Yes. this lot are looking astounded because they don't know what they are.
I'm a nurse. Shall I enlighten you?
I'm a nurse.
Yeah, no, but you don't know what they are, though, is what I'm saying. Not that you're disgusted by what I do to them.
Neither. I was just like, oh, very exciting.
There you go. Scared. Do you know, it's quite funny, actually, because obviously we put these little pee mats into urinals and different friends of mine and different customers think it's really funny to take a photograph of the urinal mat actually in the bowl and send it to me and say, hey, I've been somewhere and I've just peed on one of your mats. So they also...
It's a bloke thing, really, isn't it?
It is blokes. You'll be pleased to know that some of the pictures, not the ladies. And they also make great little car air fresheners, as my staff have discovered, although that's not what they're supposed to do. But anyway...
I hope you clean them first.
Yes, absolutely.
Cool. So you've got these range of products.
Now, I
also happen to know, and I'm out on a limb here because you might go, no, we stopped doing that, Paul.
Okay.
But you used to do front door mats.
Yep, we still do.
Yeah.
Yes.
And where you have your logo on the mat, and it's kind of, if stop me when I get this wrong, it's kind of electrostatic or something because it picks up all the grime as you walk through the door.
It does, yes. Yeah. So basically, the idea of the dust mat is not just to look good, so we can do branded mats to help companies build their brand. So when a client enters the building, obviously it looks great with the mat with their logo on it, but actually the mat has a functional side to it. So it will take away 80% of the dirt on somebody's, you know, feet, because actually that's how most dirt enters a building. So the idea is, by removing that dirt, not only does it make the cleaner's job, you know, they can focus on other areas and be a bit more efficient.
Yeah, get the cobwebs and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It also takes the dirt off. And actually, dirt is really abrasive on floorways. You can look at carpet and at flooring in buildings, and actually you can see there's like a pathway of dirt where people have walked. And also, now we're getting towards the winter months, the dust mat business is great for us, because people come in with wet feet, they shake their umbrellas on the floor, and there's water everywhere. And we all know we're in a blame society now, and trips and slips, people, you know, will sue a company for it. And so the idea is, it helps to reduce the risk and so make the business a safer place. And what we do is, once a fortnight, we take the dirty mat away, because it will only capture so many kilograms of dirt, and then we replace it with a clean one. So the branded mat or the plain mat remains in a pristine condition, and it's working and doing its job.
And then the one you've taken away, presumably that's reusable once you've cleaned it.
Yeah, it goes in our wash, that's right. So we wash it. And also the mats, so again, because we're environmentally friendly, we get all the mats made in the UK, and the rubber is made from recycled car tyres, and the nylon is made from recycled fishing nets. So historically, when the fishermen had a hole in their net, they'd throw it overboard, and because it's no good, because it's got big holes in it, and wildlife... Turtles.
Well,
it
could be
a swim.
Could be a tortoise, yeah.
Yes,
it could be an Olympic tortoise.
Yeah, a bit like the whale, you know, that we've got at Gravesend at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
So wildlife gets ensnared in it and can die. Mm. And so they've discovered that the nylon can be stripped back, and they've designed a product called Econil, which actually is recycled fishing net, and they can use it for nylon-based products, which includes the fibres of carpet on the dust mat. They also make Speedos in it now. So next time you're on holiday,
you could get a pair
of recycled Speedos.
What, from fishing net?
Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant. So there you go. So, you know, I don't know whether anybody saw, there was a great programme on TV last night. I actually put it on my LinkedIn about one of the biggest environmental impacts on the planet now is the fashion industry. And I was astounded how much cotton, the water, the amount of water it uses is astronomical. Mm. And for a pair of jeans, they showed people how much water it takes, you know, within the manufacture, and the damage that it's doing to the planet. It was amazing.
Right.
It was higher than emissions and fuel, which astounded me. I wouldn't have thought, you know, clothes would do that to the planet. So it's a real education. Sorry, I'm going off on a tangent, it's interesting.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because we're not aware of a lot of things
like
absolutely. That. You know, we look at the things that we see in our environment and make a judgment on where you shouldn't throw that away. But, you know, it isn't always things that are just as obvious as that that are causing the issues. Unless we know about it, we can't
make choices
to do something about it. Absolutely right. As a business, Sonia, how long have you been going?
11 years.
11 years, yep. Wow. What made you get into the business in the first place?
So, very similar to these guys here, I was made redundant. Mm. I didn't have a job, and I'd worked for several companies, and because of buyouts, you know, I'd kind of got pushed to the side. The company I worked for, as I say, made me redundant, and I thought, do you know what? I think I could do this myself, but better. So all the good things that I learnt within the industry, I took with me, and then the bad things I corrected. Mm. And actually, it was a massive learning curve for me. And I think in business, because you never stand still, it's a continuous learning curve. So for us, we've gone into the laundry side. So I've learnt, you know, about how to wash a mat, how to get chewing gum off of it, things like that, coffee stains, all
how
those
do you
kind
get chewing
of
gum off a mat?
The short answer is not easily, but we've got a product that actually lifts it off, because chewing gum, again, you know, it can be a massive problem. problem on carpets. Yeah. But again, by it going onto our mat rather than into a business onto their floor or onto their carpet, we can remove it much more easily.
Yeah.
So I've learned so much, and our laundry is taking off so well.
Right.
We're looking at doubling it in size at the moment.
Okay. And is that something you have on site?
Yes, yeah, it is.
And I've got so many questions, and I can't.
Smells incredible.
I was going to say, when I think of things like that, I think of big industrial boilers back in the day, yeah, where they chuck in shovelfuls of caustic soda and stuff like that. But just coming back to the formation of EcoSound Services and your business, it's a brave decision to make, because there are some big players in that market space, some really big multinational players in that market space. So it was a brave decision to do what you did as well. And in the way that we were talking to Matthew and Andrew about this, you know, in terms of it's one thing having an idea and getting it up and running. It's another thing getting customers to it.
Yeah.
How did you find that in the early days?
For me, you know, it's about sales and it's a numbers game. You know, you throw enough mud at the wall and some of it will stick. And I'm like a dog with a bone. You know, once I get my teeth into a business, I'm persistent, hopefully, in the right way.
I didn't want the mats at all. We haven't even got urinals. We haven't got any. She just sold them to me.
We've got so many mats, we've had to stop using one of them.
There you go.
Stockpile. Yeah, yeah. In the corner.
But yeah, so I think it's about having that focus and that determination. And I think in a business, you have to look at where you need to be. Because if you don't have any direction and you don't have any strategy, then how can you get to where you need to be? So, you know, and when I came in to see you last, I think we had about 250 customers. We've got 1,100 customers now. Okay. So it's really starting to drive in the right direction.
Fantastic.
But yeah, and it's just about networking, you know, talking to people, and banging on doors
working
and saying,
hard.
Here we are. Yeah, you know,
absolutely.
At the end of the day, I think as well, you know, everybody gets their knickers in a twist about Brexit. And to me, Brexit is an excuse.
Yeah.
It's an excuse to say my business is failing.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, we've done a procurement exercise, and on almost every product we buy from the United Kingdom.
Right.
So we are backing UK businesses.
Fantastic.
And I think more people need to do that, because not only are we reducing the carbon footprint by doing that, we're also boosting the British economy. Unfortunately, with the stuff we buy, apart from one line that we buy, we can't buy in Kent, but that's because of what we do is quite specialised. But all the disposal is done in Kent.
Right.
But on everything else, we buy British. And by doing that, you get a faster response. And as I say, and you're boosting the economy.
Yep.
And it's that knock-on effect, isn't it? By
Absolutely.
Boosting the British economy, then you've got other businesses that will benefit from it. And so it goes on.
It's a virtuous circle.
Absolutely.
No, you're absolutely right. And I couldn't agree with you more. That's very, very true. So you're kind of expanding into laundry services.
We are.
Are you doing that commercial laundry, presumably?
Yeah, that's right.
And are you looking at the hotel market? Is that the market that you're focusing on? So towels and sheets, that kind of thing?
At the moment, no, ironically. There are a lot of big players that do that, and they rent, you know, bed sheets to people. At the moment, it's almost been an add-on.
Right.
So you've obviously got your core customer base. A great way to grow your business without a lot of expenditure is to add value to those contracts. So we've been looking at that. So you'll have offices, someone does the washing up, they need a tea towel. Someone has to take the tea towel home and remember to wash it, bring it back. There you go.
So
we provide that service for you know, such a minimal amount of money a week that people say, do you know what, for the aggro, let's let EcoSound do it.
Yeah,
and we're here on site anyway, so it adds value to us, and also it adds value to our route. So if we've got a route that goes round Ashford, by adding tea towels onto it, it doesn't cost us a lot of money. It adds value to the contract. It also adds an additional service to our client. So it's that sales win-win situation that we all look for.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cool. Great stuff.
Have I talked at you too much?
She
no.
tells us every now and again, and that's when you get to ask her a question.
Yes. Yeah. Go on. You go for it. Go for it.
I've got a question.
Hmm. Yeah.
What's the sash?
Okay, so this little baby. So something I've decided to do. I love to push myself out of my comfort zone. Yeah, I have this thing. I don't know why, but it's just me, and it's the way I am.
Just before, I didn't know when I was going to read this out.
Go on.
It's gone. Wow, that's really good. Can we get some of these pea mats for home, please?
Only if you've got urinals at home.
Yeah.
Unless we've got someone that pees on the floor or, you know, because I know, some of you guys aren't a very good shot, are you?
That'll be it.
It's funny, isn't it? I've just had a question asked of Sarah. Could you ask, do you do ones with insects on it as well?
Ones with it. Oh, what?
You know, so it is a focus.
You've been hanging around in men's urinals.
I haven't. Stephen's just gone, ask her about this. He said, no, don't, because I know. I said, look, I've got no shame. I'll ask any question. He's like, don't
the
dare. One,
the ones I've seen are actually painted on the porcelain of the urinal. They're not on the mats.
So you focus so that's where you go.
Yeah, we have like had historically ones with little targets on them.
Exactly, yeah.
So, and I've also seen them with goals on, like a football goal.
Yeah. I see. You know. Yeah.
But the problem is, believe it or not, people like to pinch stuff like that. Now, why you would take something out of your urinal and someone else's weed on it, I don't know.
Weird.
People do. People steal the most peculiar of things.
I used to use corks when my little boy was little. I used to have a cork.
Oh, didn't
but it
go?
It moves, love.
Yeah. Yes, that's the fun of it, isn't it?
Oh, I see. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you didn't let him go. I thought you put a cork in it.
Actually, hindsight, that was a better idea.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't go to the loo until he was 14 and get the cork out. sorry to bring it back to that, but you were about to tell us about your sash and the
sash.
Thing that you're into
okay.
now, Sonia.
So, it's probably something you wouldn't expect me to do, which is why I've done it. So, about 12 months ago, my daughter has been competing in pageants. Mm. So not the sort of pageant that's, you know, tiaras and whatever it is, tantrums or whatever. Very natural pageants. And it's really built her confidence up. And for a lot of the girls, it puts them in an interview situation. And actually, those skills they learn are transferable. Anyway, to cut a long story short, the pageant industry has looked and said, why should it just be a certain age group that does this? Now, back in the 80s, I used to be Miss Faversham, and then I was Miss Kent and Sussex, and I loved it, and it was great fun. And I travelled all over Kent, and I met people from all sorts of walks of life. It put me on the spot. It taught me to think on my feet, and actually, it gave me some great skills. So my daughter said, why don't you enter again, Mum? Because they're doing classics now, and classics are for the over 50.
I like 50s. It. Classics.
Yeah, classics.
Not vintage classics.
Classics. So we don't do anything like swimwear or anything. My God, you know. Mm. One of the oldest ladies that competed was 71.
Right.
Let me tell you, she looked amazing. Mm. And she was such good fun. And because we're all older ladies, we have an absolute scream. Mm. It's really good fun. And what we do is we do fundraising. So I know this week it's SANS is the charity, one of the charities we fundraise for, which is like a neonatal stillbirth charity. So we raise money for that, and we also do some fundraising for various children's hospices. So it's got a charity element to it, which is lovely to put something back into the community. So I am Classic Diamond Kent. So I represent Kent, and right. I'll be competing in the nationals in Somerset, down in your little neck of the woods there, Birdie. So from all the other ladies from all the way across the country.
Can I just ask you a question?
Yep.
So you're representing Kent.
I am.
How did you have to win something to get that position or...?
So because the pageant is new in the classic section, I was very privileged that they said you can be the
right,
Kent representative.
Okay.
Some of the other places there are heats. So on Sunday I went to watch the Essex heat.
Right.
So and they had the little minis, the juniors, the misses and the classics, and there were winners from all of those categories.
Fantastic.
So, but Kent, because it's still very new, they're still trying to sort of create awareness and grow it.
So you're going to represent Kent.
Yeah.
And is it a national event?
It's international. So there'll be the Nationals in Somerset in April.
Right.
And then the winners from that go to Las Vegas to compete, and it's all expenses paid.
What does this bring for you? What do you get out of doing it?
Do you know what? It's actually really, although you'd think I'm quite confident anyway, it's pushed my confidence to a new level, but actually a good level. People sometimes think, oh, it's a pageant, it's about who's the most beautiful, who's the most glamorous, but it's actually a lot more than that. Obviously, there's a degree of how you look. You need to be, you know, well presented and, you know, neat and tidy. But it's also about your communication skills, the way you can promote the pageant, and the way you engage with people. And I've got to meet so many other lovely people, and it's just really good fun. Mm. And I have such good fun doing it. And I've met people from all different walks of life. And actually, you can, you know, they say change the world one rhinestone at a time. And actually you can make a difference, you know, with the charity work we do. You know, one little person raising a bit of money may not make a huge impact, but when you've got a team of us working together, you know, that really makes, you know, those ripples really make a difference. And as I say, it's a hobby for me, but it's really good fun. And I really enjoy it, and having to learn the pageant walks, and, you know, I mess about. They were laughing at me because I was like, I'm going to do some walking. You know, I didn't have to, and they were laughing, you know, saying you're bobbing up and down. So I started singing, I got chills, they're multiplying and messing about. But it's the fun of it, you know, and I think as a classic as well, maybe we don't get as, I don't know, when I say focused, I don't mean that in a bad way. What I mean is, we take it much more lightly, and it's good fun. There's not the competitive edge that perhaps there is, you know, with the younger categories, and that's why I have an absolute scream with all the other ladies, because it's such good fun. I went up to Leeds a couple of weeks ago, and I did my first photo shoot, and it's a charity calendar. I don't know what month I am, but it was based on supermodels, but they're all classic ladies, and they had makeup artists and hairdressers. They had these people have made up Kate Moss, and the photographs I'll show you, they're amazing, absolutely amazing. And again, we're going to be selling the calendars, so I shall come in and flog you one.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
You know, and all the money's going to Alzheimer's, so you know, it's a great charity as well. So and really good fun, and you know.
And you're obviously passionate about it.
Yeah, I am. And you really enjoy doing it. Yeah, I do.
And that's crucial, isn't it? It doesn't really matter what you do if you're passionate about it and you do it. It's the thing, isn't it? It doesn't matter what it actually is. Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you enjoy doing it and you get some sense of fulfillment out of it.
And I've also, to push my comfort buttons, I'm also learning to play the saxophone.
Are you indeed?
So I've done my grade one jazz. I've been playing 12 months. And one evening outside Faversham Kebab shop. It's a long story.
You've been busking, haven't you? For free kebab.
I got chatting to a band that I'd been to see, and I was like, yeah, I'd love to play in your band one day. And they said, why don't you? So I said, all right, then I will. So I'm playing in 2 weeks' time in the Alexander Centre in Faversham with a ska band called the Curb Pilots. And I managed to drop my saxophone the other day and dent a few of the keys, so I've now got to dash to Crowther's in Canterbury and get it fixed. But yeah, so again, I mean, my goodness, is that going to push me out of my comfort zone or not? Because I'm about a grade two now, grade two to three as a beginner, you know, and these guys are all semi-professional musicians.
So what are we playing?
I'm playing a Madness track. It's called Night Boat to Cairo.
Right, okay.
So yeah. So I'm glutton for punishment, really, aren't I?
I love the thrill.
Some people are thrill seekers. They'll go on a roller coaster.
Yeah, sure.
But this is my
You like challenging yourself.
I do, I do.
No, that's cool. No, that's really good.
I've got to ask her, what does she do in her spare time, really?
What spare time?
Exactly, Nettie, exactly.
I don't know.
Unbelievable. Blown away. And total energy buzz, yeah. And fair play to you, Sonia. Fantastic. All the things that you're involved in and all the things you're doing. Listen, if people want to find out more about EcoSam, first of all, how can they do that?
Okay, so the EcoSam website does need a little bit of a makeover. So we are in the process of doing a little bit of an update, you know, but one step at a time. However, our website is www. Yeah. .ecosan, that's E-C-O-S for sugar, A-N for November, .co.uk. So please feel free to drop us a little message and say hello. And okay. If there's anything in your business that we can help you with, we're really cost competitive as well. People think because we're green, we're going to be more expensive, but actually that's not necessarily the case. And as Nettie was saying earlier, it's about value for money. It's not just about getting the cheapest.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, and if people want to join in with your ska and reggae at the Alexander Centre, when's that?
It's not this Saturday coming. It's the Saturday after, and the tickets are on sale at the Alexander Centre.
Fantastic.
Normally, it's a sellout, which is really scary.
Well, we'll be thinking of you. You know, I'm blown away. What can you say?
Please don't come and heckle me. I've had plenty of volunteers for that.
Yeah, as if we would. No, we wish you continued and absolute success, Sonia.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on the show.
And it's always a pleasure to have you
here.
Thank you. So thank you so much. Sonia Wilson, EcoSan Services. Cool.
Yeah, she is a quiet little thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shy and retiring.
It was so difficult getting anything out of her, really.
I know.
Yeah. We've had loads of tweets still coming in. Neil from FMRC said, thanks for the shout out. I'm actually listening to you from Turkey at the moment.
Oh, so very nice.
Get out. That's cool. I've got a tweet from Athel Bray.
Me too. I was just going to say. You do.
No, don't.
No.
After you. Athel Bray says, Business Bunker, Vanilla Air, a shout out please for the Milan Focus. That's Denise Wilton for her first course for us tomorrow at Chilston Park on marketing. Delegates are raring to go and take away practical help and guidance for their businesses. Tailored in-house courses also available for teams on your site. And they say thank you. So do give both of them a follow. That's Athel Bray, A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E. LTD is their Twitter handle, and the Milan Focus, which is THEMYLANFOCUS, the Milan Focus.
Okay, so we've got Joe Humphrey here. This is what I love about what we do here with it, this ongoing conversation. She says, Business Bunker, Bird and a Bike, Vanilla Web, agreed Brexit such an excuse. I'm personally more worried about traffic in Kent and the plastic population going on. If I had a pain for every time I heard Brexit, I'd be retired now 30 years early. Love it, Joe.
I agree.
It.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and the traffic, and the M20 is a nightmare at the moment. They wonder why productivity is bad in this country, but you can't go anywhere.
And before you go on again, we've got Ethel Bray. They went, Bird and a Bike is proper Cornish today, like we're surrounded by a lot of birds. They're lovelies everywhere we go. So they've just sent me some photos of Cornwall.
You're going to have to look at this, Sonia, because there's a GIF.
I know.
Have you seen it?
It's my twin.
Yeah. Did you read the tweet?
I didn't read it out, but I just...
It's from Tracy. It says, very interesting to hear EcoSan Services' business story of strategies and how she was concerned for the environment and the local economy. And the classic pageant sounds like great fun too, and she's put a gif of a lady of a certain age giving it
something. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hang on,
yep, you're only as old as the man you feel. Isn't that what they say?
Something like that, yeah.
Cool.
Tabitha Beasley has been on as well, the marketing assistant, listening in for the first time in a long time. She did tell me how long I wasn't going
to... I haven't heard from Tabitha for ages. Sending you much love, darling.
Yeah. And she says it's great to be back and listening to other businesses in the region. So thank you for that. And Matthew Scott, Police and Crime Commissioner, has said thanks for mentioning the event tomorrow, which Matthew will be at the Mental Health Awareness Workshop tomorrow. So we'll see you there, Matthew. Thank you for that. Your Christmas outfit, personal shopping. Do you get that dreaded feeling when you think about shopping for a new Christmas outfit? I do.
I get excited.
Do you? Is your time more precious than tediously shopping and not finding what you want? Would you like to save time, money and your sanity by getting your ideal Christmas outfit in just 1 hour? To secure your £97 Xmas styling appointment, contact Julie, that's Julie Daniels, Julie at thechicstylist.com. Thank you.
Thank you. Join Kent Space at their modern serviced office and storage space in Ashford for an evening of networking and in the company of Joe James, Chief Exec of Kent Invicta Chambers. Joe will be talking about the exciting economic developments happening in Ashford and Kent, as well as taking questions on the night. Drinks, nibbles, la la la. Free networking event, 31st of October, here at Kent Space, where our radio studios are. And that's vt@kentspace.co.uk. And that's at 5:30.
Fantastic, thank you. I've had a tweet from Troy Smith, and he says, good afternoon, Vanilla Web. We're running a seminar in Folkestone in November to help local businesses with business growth. All the details could be found here, and a shout-out would be amazing. And he's given me an Eventbrite link, which is how to grow your business, or you can follow him on the Twitter, Troy Smith Biz. TroySmithBiz. Troy Smith, and they've got an event in Folkestone in November, so do check that out.
Yeah, I'm loving these little events. Yeah. I've got one coming up, actually, and I'm doing it really because I wanted to surround myself with women who write. And I get so many people going, Brad, how do you write? How do you do this? How do you do copy? Or I find lots of bloggers and they'll come to me and saying, this happened to me, so I'm writing about it. So I thought, right, how can I find all these people and put them together? So I am writing my book anyway. So I thought, right, I'll just sit in a coffee shop, put it on, and then we'll build an online program, which is really interesting. And usually I do it the other way round. I'll build it online and then do a bit more tangible. I thought I'll have a test with it. So if you want, if you're a woman, has to be women, and women who write. And I'll tell you why. My publisher puts on an annual business book award, and she is finding it very difficult for women to apply for this. It's fascinating. So I thought, well, okay, well, let's just put women in business, women in books. So I'm going to be doing a morning on a Thursday, 10:30 till 12:30 in Kent. You need to come and message me. So it's birdandabike.co.uk, or you can tweet me at birdandabike.
Fantastic. I've got 18 more tweets, apparently. I'm not going to be able to read them all out.
No.
I need to tell you about this. The Business Bunker Radio Show, we're pleased to partner with the University of Kent Business School. And we're going to be bringing you information and insights from the business research undertaken at the university. And the university are keen to forge links with SMEs and local businesses. They've got loads of research data, but they also want to get involved in events, networking and meetings. And to that end, there's a couple of things happening. First and foremost, they launched this year, 2018, back in January, a thing called the Business Summit. Which was a really interesting event. It was the first time it ran. Well, they are going to run it again next year. It's happening in January next year, date to be confirmed. And it's a free-to-attend event at the university. Last year, there were 200-odd businesses there. And I think it's going to be bigger this year. But they're also running a series of events called Business Soundbites. And again, they're free. And they're evening events that just look at a single topic. And the next one is on the 23rd of October. And it's actually taking place at the Turner Contemporary Gallery in Margate. And it's called The Curiosity Cost, is what they're talking about. And it's about innovation and change and being curious. And that's on the 23rd of October. And then after that, it's free to attend. And then on the 21st of November, there's a Business Soundbites event, Man and Machine, the End of an Era, Are Robots Taking Over the Workplace? So check both of those out. You can find the details on the Kent Business Radio website, and there's also booking links for both events, although they are free. If you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/KSB, you will find all the details there. But we're kind of at the end of the show now. It's gone really quickly. I'd like to say a huge thank you to my co-host, the lovely Bird on a Bike.
Thank you very much.
Our fantastic guests, Matthew and Andrew from Compare and Recycle, to Sally Newell from Simply Ice Cream on the phone, and of course, as always, the lovely Nettie Bunn from Rift Accounting, and her fantastic guest, Sonia Wilson from Econ Sand Services. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Do check out our sister show, the Business Bunker Extra Show, on Friday at 11 o'clock, presented by Amanda Flanders. And our guest this week is Mr. Mark Goldfinch of International Business Partners, talking about exporting and growing your business overseas. So do check that out, 11 o'clock here on channelradio.co.uk/2. But hey, that's it for another week here on the Business Bunker Show. Have a fabulous week, everybody. We will be back with you next week for another show. And see you all then. Have a great week. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.